This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma ya'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير. Celebrate mercy for inviting me, and I have to say you have a very good way of convincing people to join you as a speaker. Alhamdulillah, it was a very tight day for me because I'm getting ready to travel for Umrah, but I just couldn't say no for this amazing opportunity, and it's only 8 minutes or 10 minutes, which is true. So jazakumullahu khair. What I wanted to talk about, or my reflection, it's actually from the Quran and from the ayah that we are going to be hearing it again and again and again, but it's always good to hear something again, but hear it with a different ear and with a different heart, as I say. So the verse I'm going to share with everybody is the verse about fasting in Surah Al-Baqarah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. I'm going to start one by one. O you who believe, O believer, you and me, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Fasting has become obligation. Kutiba is an obligation, another word of obligation usually used in the Quran. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. As it has been prescribed and been an obligation on the people before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may attain taqwa. Two things, three things in this verse, and this is something for everyone. As we are reading the Quran, in getting ready to read the Quran with more focus in Ramadan, it's not going to be the first time, inshallah. What we need to do, again, even if it was one ayah a day, is you take the ayah and then you try to underline some of the, or highlight the important words in that verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to pay attention to it, so I learn. And this is actually one of the ways that, may Allah reward all my teacher, taught us how to study hadith and how to study the Quran. So in here, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, you and me. So I am a believer. Then Allah is talking to me directly. It's not indirectly. So what is He telling me? كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Okay, الصيام, fasting, has become an obligation. Why? That's the question. So I said fasting. Okay, why? Now this is the most important. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may attain taqwa, and may, or لَعَلَّكُمْ in the Quranic language is not so you may, it's a choice. It is actually, that's the reason. That's the reason. So here I am. Number one goal in Ramadan. It's always good to put goals, practical ones, and let's raise the bar. It's Ramadan. And as Sheikh Khatawara just shared, and the shayateen are chained. So it's only me and me. That's what I say to myself. So taqwa. And I need to raise the bar. I'm not going to fast like I fasted yesterday. Last Ramadan. I'm not going to fast the same way I fasted, let's say, last Monday, or when I made up the days I have to make up. This is going to be Ramadan fasting. So that's the goal. This fasting is going to be different. In which way? I am going to change from the beginning to the end. I wake up. I already made my intention. I stopped eating and drinking. I am Haifa. I am Muhammad. I am Sarah. As the day goes by and I'm fasting and I'm struggling, and you all know, especially in the beginning, or at the end, when we get exhausted, not much left in me, sometimes we say. And as I am going through this process of jihad, process of struggle, for no other reason other than He told me it's an obligation. Nobody, no Muslim, fasts in Ramadan for any other reason than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said so, which is amazing, actually. Then I need to say He wants me to be a muttaqi. The fact, and this is very good for everybody, the fact I am fasting, I'm already a muttaqi, because I'm not eating and drinking and no one is seeing me except Him. I can easily tell everyone I'm fasting. And then when I go, close the door, I can eat. So here I am. What is al-muttaqi? What is the person of taqwa? What is it? What is it you are Allah conscious? Many, many, many definitions of taqwa. But one of the ones I really love, which is Talq ibn Habib, he says is you act by or you do an act of worship of Allah or an act of obedience based upon the light of Allah, meaning what he told me, and I want his reward. That's what I am doing. I am not eating or drinking because he told me to do and I want the reward. So I'm already a muttaqi. However, what level I am? Am I C? Am I B? Am I A? Am I A plus? Am I the best? So my goal, I'm starting with taqwa. I don't want anyone to think that, you know what, you don't know what I have done before and what Ramadan is going to do to me. No, you're fasting, alhamdulillah. And even for those who cannot fast, you still get the same thing because if you were able to fast, you would have fast. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you another form of worship for those who can't fast, like a chronic reason. It's basically you pay the fidya or the money. So taqwa, I started in the morning, I held food, drink, and marital relationship. Of course, this is the basic. Now I am a muttaqi because nobody else is seeing me. But what do I want to do then? I want to raise the bar, increase, and I want to be A plus. And I'm going to take you through stages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us. Scholars of the heart teaches you. There's three levels of fasting. As-siyamu thalath, meaning siyamu al-awam, everyone. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, and there is not going to be a marital relationship or intimate relationship during the time of fasting. That's everybody. Now my fasting is correct. I'm a muttaqi. I am an entry level of taqwa. Now I want to improve. So what should I do? Now the second one, siyamu al-khawas. I'm going to fast the fasting of the special. You know, the elite people, you know, when you get something that you are special, they get you from a certain door or they will serve you differently or they speak to you differently. In dunya, you're special, VIP. I'm going to want to be a VIP with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why not? Why not? We all want to be special, but my special this time, I want to be special with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Siyam al-khawas, those people. Ya Rabbi, I mean, make everyone, every Muslim, at least this level. Every sense in me going to be fasting from the disobedience of Allah. My eyes will not look at anything not pleasing to Allah. My ears will not hear anything that is not pleasing to Allah. My mouth, my tongue will not utter a word but what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I'll do my best. I'll try. I'm not an angel. This may not happen day one, day two, but that's my goal. I keep looking at my goal and I say, where am I? Where am I? Of course, the private part. My leg is not going to walk to anywhere that's not pleasing to Allah. My hand is not going to write, text, write, post, anything but pleasing to Allah. Now I moved from the ordinary fasting to the special fasting. Imagine 30 days, training camp, every day. You're about to write something and you say, I'm fasting. Inni sa'im. I'm fasting. I'm not going to do this. I want to be special. I want to be VIP with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not going to do that. And then you're on the computer doing your work and something comes up and you just closed, lowered your gaze, and then you moved it. Now your eyes fasted. Same thing with the ear. Now the third one. This is not easy, but I say this to myself before anyone. Nothing is impossible for Allah. مَا ذَلِكَ اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ مَا ذَلِكَ اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ I keep reminding myself. Nothing is hard and impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. He can look at me. He can look at you. Look at us. And he says, you know what? They really want it. I'll give it to them. And that's by itself. When I ask Allah to help me, by itself is an act of worship. Ya Allah, please give me the VVIP now, I'm going to call it. the real VVIP. You're flying on a private jet now. Now you are going to be absolutely entering from a complete a different door. What is that, Ya Allah? Siyam khawas wal khawas, as they call it. The fasting of the special of the special. See, like 1,000 people become 500. Here is less than 1%. I'm going to say it. Let's all make dua. May Allah make it happen. That's when my heart will fast also. So the first one, my mouth, mainly my mouth, my stomach, and the private part. Second one is the rest of the senses. Third one, plus these two, now my heart will fast. And this meaning, thoughts, feelings will have nothing but what pleases him and about him. Nothing but what pleases him and about him. I got upset with someone and I keep thinking, no, I'm fasting the VVIP. I am not. Ya Allah, please forgive them. Ya Allah, please make me patient. Ya Allah, anta sabur. Ya Allah, you are the one who is the patient and the owner of patient, the giver of the patient. Give me. You are the one, the all forgiving. Make me forgive. My heart, focus and thought will be all around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not easy, but not impossible. If I put it as a goal and I'm going to move from the ordinary to the VIP, and then I want to be the VVIP, and Allah knows I'm sincere, and Allah knows I'm trying, and Allah knows I put all my effort, He will never, I say this with full certainty, He will never let me down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of those who are the VVIP, Sawmul Khawasul Khawas, the special of the special. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Last thing I want to say, as you go through the verse, the next and the next, Ayyaman Ma'dudat, pay attention to this word. It's only few. Allah said few days. Days that you can count, it's only 30 days. I am not going to die if I did not look at haram. I am not going to die if I held my, or I protected my ear from anything that's not pleasing to him. I am not going to die if I guarded my heart. Ayyaman ma'dudat. Keep reminding yourself. You're going to say, I'm tired. This is getting too hard. Remember, for us living in the West, life doesn't change. Work stays the same. School stays the same. Many of our students, may Allah make it easy for them, have exams. Everything stays the same. But Allah is above all this. So ayyaman ma'dudat. Keep telling yourself, it's only a few days. Only a few days. Not much left. Keep going. And Allah will make it easy. Ayyaman ma'dudat, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also goes, then shahru ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. That's another underline. Ramadan, the month of the Qur'an. I have to have a different relationship with the Qur'an. I am not going to say, do this and do that. Everyone is different, but I have to. This is what you have to tell yourself in your list. I have to have a special relationship with the Qur'an this Ramadan. It's going to be different. I finished half a juz last year. I'm going to do one juz this year. I did 5 khatmat last year. I'm going to do 7. I understood 1 page. I'm going to do 3 pages. I am going to graduate this year to a higher level. I want to be VVIP this year. VVIP in my psalm, in my fasting. VVIP in my relationship with the Quran. When it gets hard and difficult, I keep reminding myself, it's few days, not much left. And then the last one, yuridullahu bikum al-yusra wa la yuridu bikum al-usra. Remember this, Allah wants the ease for you and He doesn't want the difficulty for you. That means Allah will make it easy. This is easy. He used it. It's not my word. It's His word. He said it. Yuridullahu bikum al-yusr. So when I get tired, when it gets very hard, I can't go to Taraweeh, it's a 20, it's long. I keep saying, He's going to make it easy. He said He wants ease for you. And push yourself. And then the finale. Now we are talking about Ramadan in 3 days. It will be like this. And remember this. It will be like this. And you're going to hear the announcement of Eid tomorrow. وَلْتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ. So you finish the month. وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Remember this, every single day. تُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. To glorify Allah, how He guided you. Every day, as you are putting the date in your mouth at Maghrib time. say, Allahu Akbar, Rabbi, lak alhamd. You made me fast. You made me do it. You made me. I didn't do it. You made me do it. You helped me to be a VIP faster today, a VIP muttaqi today. Keep me going, Ya Rabbi. And the last but not the least, and I don't want to take too long time, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you are grateful. The VVIP muttaqi, the VVIP person, always grateful. Whatever Allah brings food for you, alhamdulillah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings from salah, alhamdulillah, I'm grateful. From taraweeh, I'm grateful. From Quran, I'm grateful. Ya Allah, and I'm going to end up with this, and I'm saying this to myself before anyone. Ya Allah, lak alhamd. Ya Allah, I am so grateful that you chose me to be a Muslim, that you made me fast, that you facilitate this all for me. You put the love in my heart. And why me? There's so many people around us and they don't know anything about this. Just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, He chose me and I need to be grateful and I need to be aware of this ni'mah, of this blessing that He gave me. And may not be the last Ramadan for all of us. And last but not the least, the last verse afterward. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servant asks you about me, I'm near. That's Allah saying it. Remember, He's close to you. He's watching you. He's seeing you. He feels you. He sees your struggle. He sees how difficult it is. But also He sees how much you really want Him, how much you want to please Him, how much you want to be close to Him, how much you really want to take the path of taqwa. And He will never let you down. Ya Allah, make it the best Ramadan ever. Ya Allah, give us the resolve, give us the himmah, give us the ability to do the best that pleases you. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira, jazakumullahu khayran.